Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for some hot, steamy conversation?
Good morning and welcome to Coffee Talk. I'm Soy, host of the fastest growing online talk show where we discuss real topics with real people in real situations.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thanks for tuning in for another exciting episode of Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show. It's time. Get ready. Grab your favorite morning beverage and join us for Real Talk, Real Topics right now. Ladies, if you have been thinking and saying and swearing and promising of things, of getting yourself together, getting things in place, you know, we have all these plans and visions about I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and I want to make sure this happens and I want to make sure that happens. I'm here to motivate you and to tell you that the time is now. That's right, ladies. Get off of your butt, B-U-T-T. Stop procrastinating and put those things into action. This show is designed to help you get it together, girl. And here to help me do that is another radio blog talk host, Karen Beach, who has her show that airs on Mondays, ladies. Tune in to Karen. She will help you get it together, girl. So let's welcome Karen to the show this morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm great, Zoe. How are you? I have my morning beverage, so I'm good now. I can't have another one, though. I get too jittery, so I'm good.
You're good. All right,
yeah, I'm good now.
You're good. Okay, good. So we want the ladies to be good as well, Karen, while we help them get it together. Tell us about yourself, Karen, and what it is that you do.
Well, I'm a single Virgo. No.
Are you a Virgo, Karen?
Yes, I am.
Girl,
yes,
I am a Virgo. You know,
see,
that's
and this,
good about us. Yeah,
which is probably a lot of the get it together girl,
because
I'm kind of organized and goal-focused, and I'm like, let me use my Virgo-ness to my advantage.
Girl, we are OCD. We OCD. You put it mild. Kind of organized. No, OCD is what
are. When I was working, I would, like, sometimes eat some M&Ms, and my coworkers would come by and be like, really? They all taste the same, Karen, because I would have them organized by color. And I would be and people would be like, they're not Skittles, Karen. They all taste the same. I'm like, you know what? Don't judge me.
Oh, my God.
But
okay.
On to get it together, girl, because it's for everybody, whether you're a Virgo or not. And, you know, I learned at a very young age that the only time we really have is right now. And years later, when I got my coaching certification, I realized, you know, that a lot of women are waiting and they're holding back. And a lot of times the things that are holding them back are small things. So my whole message is to get it together, girl, and to start where you are. Use what you have to get what you want.
Now, you know, that's a powerful phrase there. A woman can hear that, and it could go a long way. Use what you have to get what you want. You know that can really go a long way
in
so many directions.
I'm thinking in the PG version, because if you're using certain things that you have, you might get what you want, but it's not going to be on your terms.
Oh.
So,
way to go, Virgo. That's how you clean that up. Way to go, Virgo. That's how you clean that up.
You want to do it on your terms, you know, because my daddy taught me a long time ago that you want things your way so that you don't have to be dependent on anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So use what you have in terms of your time, in terms of your skills, in terms of your vision and the tools you have, not just the one tool, but a lot of tools.
All right, so let's talk about the tools that are necessary for them to get organized. What do you share to your listeners about getting organized?
Well, the first thing I share is that organization is different for each person. Now, you and I, being Virgos, will probably be a little bit more organized than some people. But that's okay. You need to know your level of organization. And a good example is the closet. Some people organize is just having things on hangers. But for other people, it's having things on hangers and all the shirts together, then all the pants together. And other people take it even further by having all the shirts together, organized by color, sleeve length, material. So you have to know what level of organization is comfortable and maintainable for you. Because if I'm more organized than you and I come and organize your house, you're not going to keep it organized. Because that is over your level of organization. So you need to know what you're going to be happy with and then seek to have that level of organization. Because I think a lot of people use, perfection as a form of procrastination. Oh, I'm never going to have everything organized by color and sleeve length, so I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know what successful organization looks like to you and then seek to get that and then maintain it. In my book on home organization, we break it down into 15 minutes a day.
And how is that?
Well, with the book, I give you an assignment for each 15 minutes. And a lot of the book is about clearing clutter and getting things organized. So the first day is the refrigerator run-through. I'm not telling you to scrub out your refrigerator. I'm telling you to go through it and get rid of everything that's fuzzy, gooey, or scary. You know that those olives have been in that bottle, or in that jar for about a year and a half, and that there is no way you're going to eat them. So why are they still there? Just go through and throw everything out that's gooey, fuzzy, or that you're really too scared to cook with.
Okay.
And that's day one. So at the end of each week, I give people tips on how to keep it together now that you've got it together. And one is really easy, and get undressed in front of your hamper.
Mm.
You know, you can throw everything that's dirty right in there. And when you get dressed, if there's a hanger involved, put that hanger on top of the hamper. So if you're going to rewear it, if it's a jacket or something, hang it back up. Because if you do it that time, you don't have to go back and do it again later.
So Karen, the organization tools and skills that you share relating to cleaning out the closet, relating to cleaning out the refrigerator, how do these tools help women in other real-life situations?
Well, I'll give you a good example. These tools, if you've got kids that are over 5 or 6, they need to be doing this too. because a lot of women take on too many tasks. So get it together, girl. Even before we start, the first thing we do is tell you to get people in your house involved, because teaching your kids these skills will free up your time as well. And when you have more time, you can use that time any way you want to when you have more time. And a lot of the things I do, another thing is I call it 10 at 9. Take 10 minutes at 9 o'clock to organize for the next morning and put things where they belong. Because what happens in a lot of cases is you get hurried and harried in the morning and you're looking for things and you can't find them, and you're starting your day off stressed. So what organization can do for you is help you save time. We spend a whole lot of time, literally days a year, looking for things. So if you're not doing that, if everything is moving smoothly in the morning and you're leaving on time, you've set your day off to start better. And you're going to be able to focus more, to concentrate more, and be more effective.
You know, that just brought back a flashback for me. I remember when I was working downtown, and I would commute every day in traffic and leave the office and commute back in traffic, sitting in rush hour, spending that 30-minute drive trying to find ways to avoid sitting in rush hour, you know, by taking alternate routes, taking detours, that kind of thing. And then at one point, this is probably after a year or so, it dawned on me that I am in the way. I need to adjust my working hours so that I don't have to sit in traffic, because I felt like I'm out here, I'm in the way. There's got to be a better way for me to start my day, because I'll be rushing into the office. Once I get in there, rushing into meetings, rushing to get things done, rushing throughout my day so I can leave at a decent hour to rush to get back home. And so that was my entire day. And then it dawned on me, maybe I should work a later tour. And so I think I changed my hours from 10 to 6. Before it was 9 to 5 or 8:30 to 4:30 or something like that. And I changed it from 10 to 6, which allowed me all of the morning. I still woke up the same amount of time, but I had all of the morning to enjoy my coffee, to get a workout in, to write out bills, make phone calls, do that kind of thing. And then I would leave at about 9:30, get to work in like 20 minutes. By the time I'm in the office, maybe on my second cup of coffee or maybe it's gotten a light breakfast, the meetings are starting to roll and I am flowing through my day. Everyone else is rushing out 4:30 to 5. I have that last hour, and it made such a difference. And I just flowed on back home, and I was totally a different person, more relaxed. So it does change your – it does set the tone for your temperament when you start your day out rushing.
It really does. And see, what you did is you looked at another way. You found another way. And that's part of get it together, girl, too. Find what works for you. Find what works for you and your family. What works for you? You got a workout in, you paid bills. So when you got to work, you were in a better frame of mind because you could say, okay, you could sort of breathe a little easier because you had things done already. And that makes a huge difference. And it's different for every person. You know, it might be if you can't change your hours, and I know a lot of people are going to hate what I'm going to say next, but get up a half hour earlier. And you have that time, you know, or, you know, if you can, stay up a half hour later, because it makes a difference, and get things together. I'm a big fan of commercial breaks because I'm going to be honest here. I don't really have a man right now. So TV is my boyfriend. I have a big TV.
Okay.
I call it the Bat. That stands for big ass TV. It's pretty big.
Okay,
but,
pretty big. Okay.
And I'll use commercial breaks to get things done. So I'll have one commercial break where I'll go into the kitchen and I'll pour the water in my coffee machine. I'll put the coffee in there. So in the morning, all I have to do is press the on button. Next commercial break, I get up and I put out my clothes for the next day. So I'm using little pockets of time. You know, I was going to say when you were telling your story about being in traffic, well, that could be a good time to listen to audiobooks. If you need to return some, I'm not a big fan of using the phone in the car, but if you've got like a hands-free set, return some phone calls. I had a partner in crime for 12 years, my dog Marty. And when you got a dog, you got to walk him. So I would take my phone with me, give my dog a nice long walk, and return my phone calls. So it's using that time effectively and to get little things done. I'm not the biggest fan of multitasking because I think a lot of times you're shortchanging one of the activities you're doing. But walking the dog and scooping up poop, pretty easy. I can do other things while I'm doing that. So it's using the time you have and really being aware of, okay, I'm in line at Walmart. Let me pull out my phone and check my balance on my bank account. Let me, you know, I have an application in my second book on time management. I've got all of these websites and apps in the back that you can use to help you save time. Okay, we're going to the movies later. Let me pull up my app and see what time the movie starts. So that time in line is being used effectively.
Mm-hmm. And then you can plan out the rest of your day and coordinate the movie time in it.
Right. So that time in line isn't lost. That time commuting is being used productively. So it almost, you can almost make it a game. What can I do during this time? How can I use this time effectively?
And I'm going to tell you that once you grasp the concept of doing this and you start doing it, ladies, at whatever level you are, that sense of control that you have over your day, over your time, it changes your mood. It changes your mindset. When you feel that you have control over what's going on in your life and you're making the right decisions, you tend to feel great about it. It boosts up your self-esteem. It really does help you feel better about yourself and about the choices that you make.
It does, and I encourage people in my books to get the family involved. Get your kids involved and train them in these ways early so that they can do it. Because, you know, I don't have kids, so maybe I'm wrong about this, but I sort of feel like if you're big enough to move something, you can move it back.
Absolutely.
So you can take those toys out the chest, put those toys back in the chest. You know, let your kids pick out their clothes and then go upstairs and make sure it makes sense. But you give them some control and teach them about some responsibility and how to be responsible for their own space and their own time. And as with any type of delegation, it takes a little bit of time in the beginning to get it set up. But once you have it set up, then they're in a position. And you know, kids always want to be in charge of something.
Mm-hmm.
So let them have some control over their own environment. I don't have kids. And I'm, like I said, the TV is my boyfriend. So in some ways, it's easier for me because I just have to buy food for me. I just have to pick up after myself. But whenever I have a book that's going out, I have a team of moms who look at it. Moms with everything from preschool kids to teenagers. And I'm like, is this doable? Do this and let me know if it works. And one friend of mine, she said, my former boss actually, she said that she really enjoyed it because you were getting the kids involved.
Mm-hmm.
And her sons could do that. And with getting organized, put on 15 minutes of music and you do it and the kids do it. And my thing about the 15 minutes is it's 15 focused minutes. I call it the focus 15. It's not 15 multitasking minutes. So everybody, for the next 15 minutes, this is what we're going to do. And you can pretty much put phone calls and everything else on hold for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so tell us about the workbook. So there is a workbook out, and how is the workbook utilized?
Well, I call them workbooks because, number one, they're short. And the way my workbooks work, you will be working. You know, I don't understand a 200-page book on getting organized. So you're supposed to sit there and read about getting organized. That makes no sense to me. So I give you a little bit, and then I'm like, okay, and this is your task. In my time management book, I give you a little, like a page or two, and then I'm like, this is what you're going to do. In the goal setting, I have a plan where if you take that book from beginning to the end, you can have three goals set up, and it's based on a two-hour workshop I did. And I'll give your listeners the link. You can go to my website, Get It Together Girl Media, and go to the shop page, and right there at the top of the page, you can click on a free webinar, and it takes an hour to set up to three goals. So I'm always about giving you the information and then getting you to do something with the information.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good practice, because then you get to enforce what you just learned and practice on it. So that's a good skill.
Right, and as you do it day by day, you build up that confidence that you were talking about. You see your results as they unfold, and once you begin seeing results, it gets easier to keep going.
Now, Karen, you mentioned that you don't have kids, and you mentioned that you don't have a boyfriend, but you mentioned that when you create these books and these workbooks and you put this material out, you run it by a team of moms and to see if it's practical to do these exercises. Now, let me ask you, how do you get your man to do something? So we talked about getting the kids involved. We talked about the focus 15, the 10 at 9. How do you get your man to be more organized?
Okay, when I've been interviewed by men, they're like, "Can we get it together?" I'm like, "Sure," but the way most men get it together is by a woman getting it together first, and that's one of the reasons it's down 15 minutes or 10 minutes at 9, because you're not going to get him to do a whole bunch of stuff. You need to give him little bits. And so the workbooks are designed to be read by the woman and then say, you know, babe, this is what I need you to do. Because, you know, I don't have a man right now, but I've had men in the past, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to tell you how old I am. But my thing with men is men always want to know what they need to do. Like, you can't tell a man, you need to do more around the house, because he doesn't really understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to tell him, I need you to take the garbage out. I need you to put your dirty drawers in the hamper. I need you. And tell him what you need him to do.
Okay.
And I hate to say to kind of spoon feed him, but that's what men need. A lot of times as women, we think he should know what to do. He should understand. Men don't understand should. And a man is never going to be in your head. So you have to tell him what your expectations are.
Okay.
And my book is, it's in, everything is in small digestible chunks. And so, and a lot of times if you do the get it together task in my home organization book, I have at the end of every week keep it together tasks, things you need to do to keep organized, because that's half the battle right there. Once you get organized, you don't want to get disorganized again. And so I, when I had my boyfriend, a lot of the keep it together tasks are things that I had him do. This is what I need you to do. And be very clear about what it is you expect from him. And then once he does it, thank him for it. Acknowledge that he did it. And, I mean, it doesn't seem, as women, you're supposed to just do what you're supposed to do. But men like to, love to be acknowledged. But, I did this. And just say, you know, acknowledge what they do right. When they do something right, don't just always be critical. Just acknowledge when he does something right. So if he does it, say, thank you for doing that.
And that
and
really
if you
goes
do
a
that,
long way. Yeah.
It makes
really
a huge difference. It makes a huge, I mean, because I always have a lot of male friends, and they tell me this. So that could be a Get It Together Girl book down the line.
It definitely makes interesting conversation, if nothing else. It definitely makes interesting conversation. Karen, tell us where we can get more information about you and your website, your talk show. Share that with the listeners so they can find you and so they can get it together and keep it together.
Okay, if you're listening right now, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, so you know how to get to a Blog Talk Radio show. So to get to mine, you would do blogtalkradio.com/get it together girl. Or if you just wanted to find out where everything is, it's all on my website, togethergirlmedia.com. So the website is getittogethergirlmedia.com. You can find all the workbooks there. The free webinar is there. My radio show, you can listen to archived episodes there. But if you wanted to listen live Mondays at 8, it's blogtalkradio.com/get it together girl.
All right. Or they can dial in, right? Can they call
in?
Yeah,
and from there you can call in. I would love to have people call in. A lot of my listens happen after the fact and in the archive, but I would love to have live listeners because it's, you know, I want to help people. And if you call in with a question or a comment, I'm sure it's a comment or question that other listeners will have. So this Monday I have Shangela Pierce. She's going to talk about meditation and bust a lot of the meditation myths. You know, you have to sit there with your legs crossed going, "Om." No, that's not what you have to do. So she's going to talk about that. And then the second half of the show, some of my girlfriends are coming on. And so if you want to join us, too, at 8:30, maybe it's too late, 8:30 at night for coffee, but grab a glass of wine, grab a Diet Coke, a regular Coke. And we're going to have a girl talk about entertainment issues. So we're going to talk about Robin Thicke and his wife. We're going to talk about what the hell's wrong with Justin Bieber, everything else. So that's Get It Together Girl, blogtalkradio.com/get it together girl, Mondays at 8.
All right. All right, Karen. Well, thank you for tuning in with us. We appreciate that. And I, as well as the other listeners, are very excited about Get It Together and keeping it together. We want to be powerful. We want to be successful. And more importantly, we want to be happy. So I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks for all that you have shared.
Thank you, Joy.
All right. Well, you can always come back. We're always here, not going anywhere, every Saturday at 10 a.m. I want to thank the listeners for tuning in as well. We appreciate you. We hope that these shows and the information that we're providing are helping you to move toward happier places. Stay connected. As always, we are located at www.coffeetalkwithsoy.com. Become our friend on Facebook. Join our fan club. Follow us on Twitter. We have a lot going on. And let me share with you that we have an app coming out very soon where you can just download the app right on your smartphone or your iPhone or iPad and take me wherever you are. So this information is always here and here. Have a great week. We'll see you right here on Coffee Talk with Joy.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.